Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But the minute we turn on the podcast, you have nothing to say. You're really going full guns on making our podcast more watch more popular. So what were you telling Jack and this and that you're fired and all that? Go on, tell the our small but dedicated loyal audience what you were telling Jack to do as regards the podcast and increasing its popularity.
Yeah, because the algorithm does not see that doesn't just send us to other potential listeners.
Jack, what is Hannah saying about algorithm?
Well, I think you should let Mother Dearest finish what she has to say.
Yeah, so
Hannah, you look very fresh, your face.
Yeah.
What happened?
Plump.
A bit more plump.
What happened?
I just had a gift from you, David.
Oh, yeah.
Who paid for a set of Botox in my forehead.
Botox?
Botox. And also I got a lip flip.
Jesus,
I didn't know what is lip. It's actually just they don't inject your lips because I thought that I have a really nice full upper lip, but they actually inject above the lip line, so you actually cannot drink from a straw anymore. Like I can't look do like a
it's crazy
face.
Though it to me it looks like when people get Botox. Is my mic on?
Yeah,
but I can still move my forehead. No.
No, but it looks like something out of Harry Potter, you know. Wingardium Leviosa.
But I don't think that I have a frozen face. I still can move it. Anyway, this is only fifth day. That you need like 2 weeks for full effect. So maybe in 2 weeks' time.
Is it getting bigger?
What's getting bigger?
The lips.
No, the lips not. It's getting more filled in. But actually, Botox is really amazing because it's just not for like 20 something, but like it makes your skin smoother and stretched a little bit. I like it.
What were you saying to Jack about the algorithm?
Yeah, so algorithm does not see us. It doesn't suggest us to other podcast listeners.
How do you know that?
Because
how do you know that?
And they usually picked it.
How do you know that?
Because we have steady amount listeners and they're not growing. The views on each podcast is about 3,000 and we want them to, you know, grow. And very important is to have a right thumbnail.
Jack, what?
And
okay.
Title.
Can you get, yeah, but you were telling that to Jack. Jack, do you understand?
Yeah, to Jack. And Jack says, he says, I do it the next time. And he's been saying that already over two podcasts, if not over 2 months. So I said to him, listen, if you were my employee, I would fire you by now.
Jack.
He's just my son. So, you know,
do you want
he's
to say
given
something?
Another chance. But that's not okay. On. In the real world, he'd be fired.
We are, Jack.
Make me.
Oh, stop it, Jack. Come on. Do you know what Hannah said? Well, also Jack wrote out a series of tasks, didn't you?
Do
you
still have? He hasn't done anything. Oh, do you well, like he wrote them down like 2 months ago.
Do you still have that piece of paper, Jack?
No, it's just burned. I don't know. Where's that piece of paper? Do you have it?
Yes, of course I do.
Where is it?
I just want to. What do you do, Hannah? What's
I actually know what to do, but I just don't know how. I just need people to do it for me. I
check the amount of times Hannah's come in. The amount of times Hannah comes into the house, like Kramer from Seinfeld, guns shooting from the hip. Thumbnails.
Well, I mean,
no,
you know,
we should get.
Listen, we've been slow, okay, but you know, it takes a while, and you know, our podcast has grown. It hasn't grown lots, but it has grown. We get more viewers than we did before. If you
are you not ambitious?
Well,
if you were, you know, ambitious, you would have done it. Bam, bam, bam. You had, you know, like we were talking about this before Christmas. Now we have March? Yeah? What?
Yeah, well, look, I think... it does the sound okay on this? It just sounds fine, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Or maybe is your microphone particularly sensitive, Jack?
Yeah, it's a bit more sensitive or something.
Yeah, because Jack is sensitive.
Does it need to be as turned up as it is?
I'll turn down the decibels. There, that's probably better.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, look. And can I just ask you the settings? Is it for an SM? You know the settings on the Rodecaster Pro 2. Are they the right settings for this mic? Oh shit! What happened there?
Oh, just say it again.
Yeah. Hello. Are they the right settings
that
for the SM?
Better. Does that sound better?
Yeah. Was it the right settings for SM?
No, is it on the pod mic actually?
See, I knew it, Hannah. The settings were wrong.
He's half asleep.
That sounds better now.
I don't think there's much difference.
There is. I can hear
the processor.
Because Jack is deaf like me.
Can I hear? He's turned it off. Okay. Is the
that's the pod mic one.
I don't want the pod mic one.
It sounds the same.
It doesn't, Jack.
Okay.
And did you have processing on?
No. I turned it on there.
You turned it on there. No. Take the processing off and just put it on SM. What's this mic called?
Sure.
Yeah, but SM
SM7V
or something.
7-8.
Okay. Is it on the setting, the SM7V setting, Jack?
8.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, Jack?
Yeah.
And there's no processing on it?
Mm-hmm.
Jack's had enough.
No,
okay,
I'm answering all your questions.
I know, yeah, you are. You're doing... Look, can we just...
I'll take on board what Hannah says.
I'm also saying every podcast has shorts, a lot of shorts, less than one.
It would be great if once in a while you could actually, you know, maybe put your words into action though, you know,
and give some support to people. I know what to do, I just don't know how. You will be doing that.
Okay, but like, you know, you're giving out to everyone else, but like, you know.
Well, you know, look, I think at some point you do reach, you know, that kind of like, this is going nowhere kind of thing. Maybe that's where you're getting to, Hannah. But I think as opposed to not doing anything, this is a positive thing. And, you know, we plateau. But I mean, you have to persist. And the best piece of advice that is persistence without expectation. I enjoy doing the podcast, particularly with my sons.
Yeah, Jack, but I know, but why
do
can
they
we
enjoy
take few steps to make it better? The words, yes. Which are really easy.
Do you have that piece of paper? With
easy? How difficult for you to make shorts
here,
and put it
I,
every
I,
day?
I have been taking steps, and you know the crack. I've told David how we're gonna do it.
Yeah, but you haven't done shorts. You haven't changed the previous.
Well, okay.
Titles.
So next week, I did an interview with Reggie Watts in last year, and never put it up. So now I've put it on the private section.
Why are we talking about this?
Can I have a look? Do you have those steps? Do you have that bit of paper where you wrote out the steps?
Yes, I think it's in my bag. Anyway,
where's your? Whose phone is that?
Yeah, I have it in my bag.
Do you want to read them out?
Why are we?
Because I'd like
out?
To hear them.
I'll read it out after. Anyway, I can tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but
now,
it's good for the audience to know.
Well, the audience probably already know. They were telling us from the very start to optimize, to look at the algorithm, to look at the thumbnails, to look at the...
You just go thumbnail. That's all you say. You just say thumbnail.
It is the most important thing.
Is it okay for me to look?
Everybody says the same thing.
You don't know?
I don't know if it's... I can tell you the steps.
Okay, rummaging in his bag.
I don't want to rummage in my son's bag. I don't want to rummage in my son's bag.
Did you notice how David is soft on Jack? Whenever he has a problem with me, he's cursing and throwing things.
Hannah, Jack, what are the steps, please? Number one.
So number one, we record it.
Record
then
what?
Record the podcast.
Done.
Then we edit it. As soon as the edit is done, we post on private on
done
YouTube.
That. I've done that for you.
So
I've done the Reggie Watts
then
one.
After that, we make shorts out of it. And then we post up the
shorts. Haven't done that.
Throughout the week on all social platforms. And then after that, we get a good thumbnail, get the good titles.
What's a thumb fucking nail? There's my thumbnail. Look,
it's the picture on the YouTube video.
And the title and the wording on it. The amount of times Hannah said thumbnail and title in the past two weeks.
But Hannah, you could even just write the title, you know? You could write the title and say this is what the title should be, you know?
Yes.
You leave everything to everyone else. So I'm sorry.
I'm not a native English speaker.
You just making excuses. I'm not making excuses. I can do better.
Daniel,
but this isn't.
No, Hannah, you can't just change the subject.
You can't just change the subject.
That microphone is turned up too much, Jack.
Well, whatever.
You can't just change the subject.
Okay.
I'm gonna write them after this podcast.
I don't think there's any point like pointing fingers at each other. Like that's not gonna help. You know, I mean, like, you know, say, oh, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Like, you know, well, we're all trying our best. Like, I think, like, or well,
did
maybe,
you?
maybe not our best, but like,
did you come up with any titles, Daniel?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah,
where are they?
They're on Acast.
Okay.
Titles for what?
For each episode. So you don't write, and that's why we're not together, as a title of the episode. You would write, let's say, Debo comes in and show us her tricks, okay? Or five things Debo can show you. That's the title.
But underneath, you write,
and that's why we're not put together.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In a small lettering, because the whole podcast...
Oh, I thought you were supposed to have a logo.
By the way, this episode's going to kill any progress our podcast has made, because Jesus Christ, this is on the top
of your podcast, but it's
not. But it should be on the video as well, shouldn't it? You know,
not on the thumbnail.
It should be, Jack.
No, it shouldn't. Did you look at any other successful podcasts?
Yes.
They do not have a logo on the thumbnail.
My favorite podcast, by the way, is Tiger Belly. A shout out. That's what you say when you say I'm giving praise. I would like to give praise.
But you know, you don't need to do a shout out for Tiger Belly. They have to do shout out for you, for our podcast.
I think Bobby Lee is basically the funniest comedian from the United States, and I have a crush on Kalila.
Kalila? I think she's seen someone, is she?
How do you know?
I don't know. I think I heard her saying,
Kalila, I'm here for you.
Okay. I thought you had... Okay.
And also, I don't like any negative comments that were directed towards her. She was talking about wanking off a dog when she was a kid. And
That's a lie.
Yeah, but my point is, yeah, you can disagree with... But the point is, she was very honest about it. I'm not encouraging it. And it's a pretty odd thing to do, but it's the kind of thing that kids...
So how did she do it?
Like, I don't fucking know. She obviously got a dog that enjoyed getting wanked off or something like that. But
I just don't want to say on her foot or... Like,
no, she wanked off the dog.
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, but it's just like, but it's the how kind old of, was she?
No. She's only a kid.
No, 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 no kids. Just wanking dogs.
I know, but it's the kind of thing kids...
Hand job? So she was doing hand job to a dog? Or was, it was she the kind doing of a blow job? Or what?
It's the kind of things that kids play around.
No.
With. Yeah,
no.
Some kid.
Have you played like this?
No.
I didn't. Jack and Daniel, okay. Did you play like that?
No.
But the point is, she was honest about it. Anyway, that's the least, you know...
I think what... she just wanted to shock people.
My point is, once you I don't... She's... I really she, like her.
She's
and I
lovely.
Think she's very...
I think she's lovely.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I listened to her a few times. Okay. I mean, to the podcast. And she's very pretty as well.
So...
very open.
Me and Hannah and Jack and Daniel, we would love to accept your invitation to go on Tiger Belly. We'd fly over to Los Angeles, wouldn't we, Jack and Daniel? Jack?
Yeah, anytime.
Do you know... do you ever watch Tiger Belly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bobby Lee's very funny guy, yeah.
Okay, Jack.
I watched their podcast with Kennedy. What's his name? Robert Jr. Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, he's got a speech impediment, but because he was sick and or maybe he was injured by vaccines. And there was his wife from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, you love her, Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl. She's very, very funny.
Okay, look, for some reason, the logistics or what do you call it? The life admin. The admin is a big problem. But, you know, just, you know.
I think this is more than admin. This is a marketing strategy.
Okay, okay.
Admin
Hannah,
is just putting
Hannah.
In data.
It would be good to, you know, it would be. Do you want to hear, I was reading earlier on, do you want to hear this? I was reading negative comments.
About us?
About me on my TikTok. I put up which I thought was a funny video, about, you know, rule Britannia. Britannia rules the waves. And the idea of British trying to bring law and order to the waves. You know, look at the sea over there. It's quite chaotic and unruly. And so... You know, we're bringing law and order to the sea, right? Sea, fuck off. You know, okay. I think it's a very good premise.
I think it's good.
Yeah, but anyway, so I was reading. Sorry, as I'm reading it now. So MH. Now you look into these, Jack. Are you listening? Are you bored out of your mind? Do you not want me to read negative comments on?
I think no, he's really. Looking at his own stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I think you need to actually.
No, no, he can. No, I'm just. Go on, Hannah. What?
Because you saw, you know, on the spectrum, that's what you say, that you actually noticed that Jack is searching something and that distracts you.
Okay, anyway, so it's just funny. So, you know, MH14, so, you know, there's a load of numbers after MH, and then you look into MH, and yeah, there's just. It's all very anonymous. Anyway.
Nothing there.
And he says, wow, this is fucking terrible, right? And then so I replied.
Oh my God.
That could be somebody delivering something.
Oh, could be our best guest ever.
Sorry, that was kind of funny. I just ordered some tech gear on Amazon, you know. And so there was two guys outside the door. And one of them hands me this and the other hand. And I said, what, two guys to hand two different packages? And then your man says, I'm training him. I'm training him to hand over a package. Okay, brilliant.
Well,
thanks a lot. Anyway, okay, let's get back to this one. So I put up, you know, you put up these videos, right, as comedians. So you open yourself up to criticism. But so this guy says, wow, this is fucking terrible. You know?
I hope you didn't respond.
So I said, well, you know, I'm not for everyone, MH147218. My anonymous friend, I said, but maybe don't follow me. I said, right?
And then what did he say?
And then he said, I happened to watch your shit show on a flight lately, and you've appeared all of a sudden on my social media. Fuck off. And then... So then somebody says, why so mean? Anyway, then Terry H935, gobshite, says to me. So I just said, rude. And then Whispers of Galway, right? Whispers of Galway. he says he's fucking finished now, an angry old man.
Mm.
And then because
that's hurtful.
And then because he's whispers of Galway, I said can't hear you. But I don't know if you got. So yeah, whispers of Galway. Then you look into these accounts, and they're all sort of very anonymous and odd, and zero followers. Tom Maher 56, he's embarrassing.
Embarrassing who?
I don't know.
Him?
And then you look at him. Oh Jesus, you wouldn't want to tangle with an old tomahawk, whatever. Alan O'Reilly was clever at one stage, but now needs help. Butch Wads, his boat has left. You know, Credwheel 57, your comedy is not. And I was a big fan. Anyway, but it's funny. Some people don't like me. You know, but thankfully enough people do that I can make a living and sell enough tickets. But it is it's a weird one because you don't know who these people are. You don't know what is it that they don't like.
But also, Yeah, I think that they.
But you can't go up to somebody. It's like
they're having a go at you.
It's like when you're doing stand up, and then there are people who are not laughing or that they think you're shit. I mean, it would be the equivalent of the next day finding out where they live, knocking on the door. Hi, you were at my comedy show. I'd just like to try and renegotiate your experience and maybe make you realize that I am actually funny and that maybe you should have enjoyed the show. I mean, you can't really do that. But there is that. I mean, basically, you know, when people are sent, I mean, it's an odd form of communication because it's kind of like you don't know who the person is.
Well, they know who you are.
They know who I am. But very rarely does somebody say you're shit, you're a wanker, and you know who it is. And I wonder, would it be better to know who it is, or is it better that they remain anonymous? What do you think, Jack Daniel? Jack has tuned out, which is fair enough.
No. I think you know whatever you know people talk. I like that about the internet, that people. I think you find really funny stuff in YouTube comments and Instagram comments.
Yeah,
there's some proper comedians out there who haven't been discovered. You know. And some people, I think, you know, people deserve to be humbled sometimes, you know. And the comments that hurt the most are the ones that are kind of true, you know. So.
But, you know, like a lot of those funny people giving funny comments, I think if they tried to say something funny, they wouldn't be funny at all.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean.
You know, because it's always easy to get a go at someone else. And especially if you don't need to expose yourself and show who you are, then you can write whatever you want.
But it's funny. So it's basically like me, you know, going hiding, you know. You're shit, Hannah.
But I still know who you are. Yeah, you would have to hide completely.
Yeah,
I know,
but I'm just pretending. I'm trying to do like a Twitter. You're shit.
Mm.
Go on, say who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Davey 105125, you piece of shit, you wanker. Fuck you.
That's really rude.
You're old and you should just lie in your own shit bath.
And what do you do?
Fuck you. I have a job. I work for a living. Oh, come on, up Ireland. But it is mad though, isn't it? Like the idea that, oh yeah, well, that's the other thing. I'm 58. And so, you know, as hurt, I mean, but you can you imagine little 12-year-olds or kids and they put up a little diddly diddly do video, and then you have these people, you make me feel like pissing in my eyes or something. And can you imagine some little 12-year-old, like, it is potentially quite vicious.
I think there's,
although I'm a vicious little bastard, but there was no internet when I was a kid. Go on.
Yeah, imagine Joe Duffy's kids, they're traumatized.
Oh yeah, well, you see, at least Joe Duffy knows who I am.
But
and it was done. And also, you know, look, if you're, and actually, in a way, I should take my own advice. I mean, if people are taking the piss out of you, it's kind of a way of saying, well, that you're culturally significant enough
but the beauty of hateful comments is, like, sometimes it's like just one word and it's just funny, like, you know, like you can see some video and someone just says wanker and it's got thousands of likes,
because
it just perfectly encapsulates what most people are thinking. But there's some pages on Instagram that are like the whole point.
What's that, Jack?
Nothing. I was just trying to see if we have any.
Oh, I thought that was you comments. Doing Conspiracy Corner.
No.
The whole point is, like, obviously not the point of the page, but the reason they're successful is because, or have a lot of followers, is because of the comments section. It's like a community area of people to kind of enjoy their dislike of the creator.
Right.
Like, there's one, and.
Is that what you were looking at while I was talking?
Yeah, because there's one, I don't know if you've seen them, but I'd say a lot of people have been scrolling through Instagram, have come across them. It's one guy, he kind of looks like a shit Matt Damon, and this kind of like a valley girl, whatever. And they're always looking at the camera and he's calling her Pookie, and I'm wearing my Ralph Lauren vest and she's wearing this or that.
And they have a page.
So they just kind of display their outfit, like lifestyle page. But like the comments.
And what's the name of the thing?
I don't know. I looked up Pookie on the thing. So it's loading up here. You'll hear some of their.
Give us a look at it. So tell us about the comments.
At the time, I was a new grad student and Campbell was a flight attendant.
So we actually had our first date
kind of, a couple of days later. Talk.
And I was on a flight.
Wait.
And I literally showed up like.
An hour and a half late
to our date.
She was texting me, warning me, hey, I'm running crazy late. You know, 30 minutes turned into 60 minutes, turned into an hour and a half. I had taken, you know, plenty of girls to first dates at this restaurant. And so the whole wait staff knew me. And they were like, what the hell's going on?
But anyway, that's just them having an interview.
Okay, so what are the comments?
Well, I'll try to get some comments now. Well, I mean, this is real time. We're talking about stuff, you know?
No, so they're just showing off their outfits for, you know, like people are interested in some other people.
But we're talking about the comments, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Saying that, are the comments not just easily accessible, Jack?
No, I have to find them. We're going to find
them. I thought it was on the page, Anna. I don't understand.
I can read a comment.
Do you want to do some anonymous, like, imagine you're, I've done a video, hide behind a wall and shout insults at me. Let's see how good you are.
I'm not good at that.
Okay.
But I want to read you a comment from our last podcast. Love that this friendship between an older man and a young woman feels so natural. It has restored my faith in the world.
Jesus, Anna, can you read that again?
Love, does this friendship.
Okay, Anna, yeah. This is a comment.
A comment from our last podcast. That's what I said.
Okay.
This is a comment from our last podcast. And somebody who is James, I don't know, whatever. James Arian 82, love that this friendship between an older man and a young woman feels so natural. It has restored my faith in the word.
Okay.
He's talking about you.
Yeah.
And Debbie, is that why you didn't understand? Is that why you tried to torture me?
No.
This is like, you know, hidden insult. Like, you know, they throwing insults at you like wild.
Yeah.
You know, open, but you throwing insults in me.
It's so funny.
In a hidden way.
It's funny. Like, when people don't like you, right, that's one thing. And they say there's some really good advice, like, you wouldn't worry about what people think of you if you knew how little they think about. No, something like that. No. Hang on a second.
They just don't think about this. They just say in a flipping moment. It's not like they going around thinking, oh, Max Savage joke was terrible. Okay, Danny, Jack, do you have the comment?
No, they're not that funny, to be honest. I was just saying a little thing.
Go on, give us
You were stoned when you were reading them. Oh. And then everything's funny. Mm, yeah, I think it does. It does.
No, but you have to kind of watch it, and like, because it's just ridiculous.
What are the comments?
Know?
Okay, ridiculous.
Let's hear.
Well, I'm trying. I don't have any. I don't know. Unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, what's saying? Your man Jack is a fucking joke, Johnny 0121.
You know, I'll take it on board, you know.
But the thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this satire or are they both on the spectrum or am I on the spectrum? Jesus.
Hmm. Oh.
For her birthday to get her something very nice because she's a very sweet Peaky.
Very sweet.
Yes.
The shopping in Venice is so good, by the way.
It is.
They have like every store.
So, Peaky, what are you wearing for this occasion?
Okay, I'm wearing a bubbish little cardigan, and I thought it might be a little bit too much because it's raining, but it's also almost my birthday.
It's the perfect birthday outfit.
But you know the way people do it. My birthday. You know the way people end
Tony Bianco.
Sorry, Jack. Just you know the way people talk. They have that inflection birthday.
It was funny if you just gave me a chance.
It is funny. I'm not saying it's.
Yeah, just jumping on top of me.
I just think it's a waste of time.
You know the
anyway, go on, Dave.
When they talk like that, birthday, you know, for my birthday, and da 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 da.
Oh, like but there's also Chelsea.
There's also a I think it's a particular thing to the United States where it's upspeak and the da 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 da. And then they talk like that, as if everything's been tried and tested and there's no room for argument. And they say whatever they have to say and they always finish it up. So it's almost like, you know, this is not up for discussion because there's implicit in the upspeak is this has been agreed. Everyone's on board with this.
Yes.
And
genuine? I don't know.
Every time I look over, Jack, he's looking at his phone. It's very exciting.
We are packing for Italy, and I'm going to try on a few dresses and see if Jed thinks I should pack them or not. Okay, you can look now.
Okay, can you just pause it there? Can you just pause it there? Mm-hmm. Just pause it. I'm not saying turn it off.
I can't pause it.
Can't pause it.
Oh.
You can put your finger.
Yeah, I can.
You know, that is so, you know, so this woman is talking about, she's picked out some outfits in preparation for a trip that her and her boyfriend are going on. And then she's saying, and I wanted to show them to Jack or whatever to see if he agreed. You know what I mean? Like, wow. That's kind of, it's almost like saying.
But that's what people like to watch.
You know.
How many followers does she have? Probably.
Yeah, but the thing is she has loads of followers because it's painful to watch. That's the whole thing. But like, it's funny that they reached up. So they got their initial following from people who are into like outfits and fashion and couples, and then they got a certain degree of fame because he says ridiculous things like, "Pookie, you are quintessentially the hottest thing I've ever seen."
You know? but I know what you mean. There's something so, you know, ultra normal and non-eventful that it but it almost that then becomes their unique thing. Selling point.
Yeah, and that's the point, is that people are, it's a joke, you know, people are in on the joke and it's like a community joke kind of thing.
So and then those people who are slagging them off then actually become genuine fans.
And yeah, that's the thing. Some of them get endeared to these people. You know, it's funny.
I am waiting for all you those negative comments. I'm waiting for you to turn.
Yeah, but you need something endearing about you.
So actually, and also they build a community.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, you know, like double win.
Oh, Christ, we haven't even introduced the podcast.
And also, that's what we have to say. Like and subscribe. If you like our podcast, just subscribe and like and give a nice comment.
Jack, do you want to introduce us?
Okay.
Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to And That's Why We're Not Together, starring David McSavage and Hannah Andrews.
And welcome my two young buccaneers, Jack.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jack and Daniel, they are the future. Oh yeah, it was funny. Last night I heard people outside and I looked out and there was two lads or three people trying to rob that old bike I have. So I went, hey, hey, hey.
And then, they run?
No, and then one of them goes, yeah, who are you fucking shouting at, fucker? And then, hey, fuck off, you're stealing my bike. Come over here and I'm fucking batter you. And then, you know what I mean? But I love the fact that he was caught stealing, trying to steal my bike. He becomes indignant and feels that he's been disrespected. Mm. Shit, don't fucking interrupt me when I'm stealing your bike. I said, you're trying to steal my fucking bike. Fucking fuck off. And then, you know, in my middle class, slightly adrenaline up way, I went, get a job, yeah?
Didn't you call the cops?
Listen, God love the cops, but you call them up. Hello? Hi, I'm in Portobello. My bike's... Somebody's trying to steal my bike. Right. And what's your address? Blah, 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 blah. Right. Right. There should be a car there in 3 days. Okay, thank you. You know what I mean?
But remember that story about Garda who...
There's a big group of kids. Oh, but I mean, we were all kids once, but you know.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be stealing somebody's bike. But listen, do you remember the story about Garda?
You wouldn't steal a movie.
Taking the bike from the police yard and lend it to a farmer. And then he was... Then he had a case against him.
Yeah. Well, I'd say a lot of scores were being settled in that situation.
For six years.
Yeah, but we know
suspended.
The story. We know the story, but we don't know. There'd be loads of resentments and things, and there'd be all this underlying.
But bike.
I know.
For
absolutely.
6 years.
I know, but it wasn't probably about the bike. It was probably somebody trying to get back at somebody.
It doesn't matter. Even if you don't like someone, this is not the way to do it. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Listen, can I just say. Someone
needs to do something about it.
In Ireland, if you do.
They are
if
doing.
If
I'm busy.
No. Huh? If you do something bad to someone, like if I think you've said something or, you know, like we just hold resentments for the rest of our lives. I mean, you know, there's
yeah, when you go to Chile, they just let it go, you know. When you come to Ireland, we just hold it in. Chile,
do they?
Whatever. Yeah, you know. Oh, he had sex with my wife. Ah, he's a good guy. We live at the beach.
How do you know that about
a la playa?
How do you know that about Chile?
Taking the piss.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Chile is a chill out.
Yeah.
Oh God!
That's my comedy gold.
But it is funny that like people say about like Ireland. You know, when you're from a country, you always think like your country's so unique. When in reality, all humans are the same. We all share the same traits, and that is the thing that can bring you together. But you know, you imagine like in Paraguay, they're just like no, I don't care about the. All these things I have, we don't hold resentments, you know?
You think you're in Brazil over there.
Are you okay? Are you resenting me right now, Tate?
No. But that is a thing, like, you know...
I resent the fact that you think my resentment is not unique.
There are people kill... Like, there's people who I won't talk to. So, I mean, socially, they're dead to me. So...
Mm.
I socially I have murdered. They're murdered. They're finished. You know.
But you're not being prosecuted.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Okay. What else? I was formulating this idea of you know, the way, like, if you're given a sum of money as opposed to earning a sum of money, you have a lot less appreciation for the money that you're just gifted to the money that you earn through hard work, because each euro means something. And I think, what about the idea whereby humanity, we were just born into these bodies and these arms and hands. I mean, we didn't build or create this body ourselves, so we don't have the same amount of appreciation if we earned it or made it. You know, maybe that's
we all started out fat and we had to lose weight, you know, everyone.
But I think you're right, because people don't appreciate until something happened, and then they just wake up and see, oh my God, you know, I have to do something.
But every few generations, the world seems to eat itself. It seems to, you know, just wars. I think without knowing it, we're probably in World War III at the moment, Jack. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Pretty disrespectful to the other world wars, you know, like to name it in the same
breath,
like trilogy, you know. Like, if you're going to get the third one.
Well, Israel, trilogy, Palestine,
well,
Ukraine.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you need to look at World War One, World War Two, and then, like, that's a real, you know, if you're looking at, like, comparing it to Star Wars, you know, each one has
well,
to...
Well, I'm saying we're bang. At...
You know, you can't have a World War, and then call a World War in a localized area. There's got to be at least three or four different localized...
What are you saying? There's a lot of wars going. Like,
yeah, but they have to have a link.
Africa,
they have to have a proper link, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's full. It's at the start of a world war.
Oh yeah, yeah, a start. Yeah, we're not in the, because I mean, you look at World War One, it just started in Serbia, local kind of thing, and then it blossomed into a fully fledged world war
conflict,
into a beautiful flower,
yeah. And then, you know,
poisonous.
And but this thing that World War II upped the ante, you know, and then World War III,
But it's coming.
I don't know how they.
But I mean, I think we'd be. So what I'm saying, if we were more appreciative, grateful for existence, for this human experiment, we would be much more reticent in terms of. You know, being respectful towards our fellow humans, and, you know, and just living in tune with the land. I mean,
I read that in the Irish Times.
This is embryonic thoughts that haven't been fully worked out. But I mean, there's something
that's like when you get stuck in a conversation.
Yeah. There's something in it though.
I think it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jack. Yeah, yeah. Where you don't really have a point, you've lost it, and it's all and your words. Yeah,
it is an interesting idea though. Like, it sounds like it sounds like a TV show. Like, you're born, like, some people are born with their leg first, or somebody's born with their hand first. And then, like, with your leg, it's harder. You know, you can't just go from a leg to a hand, so you need to find your pelvis.
Oh, yeah.
To connect it. So it's like, and then you see, oh, and then because it's good if you have your arm, because then if you find your head, you can carry it until you find your neck. You know, and then you can connect it all together.
So then when you finally become a fully formed human, you'll be so grateful, so delighted,
and
that,
then
everything for good.
Yeah, and you'd be like, he's only 15 and he's already got his full body, whereas some people, look, he's 48 and he's, you know, he's got, he's missing five toes and an arm.
But I think David wasn't that literal when he was speaking about us nowadays. No, I think that you were... talking about,
well, I'm just
that
trying,
we
I'm
stop
trying to,
living in a community, and it's this global.
No. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, when you're creating something, and you're pulling together a lot of resources, and you're paying for everything, but you're going to, you know, do as much research as possible for this thing that you're creating to be successful. So, I mean, because. You're just given this body, you're just there, and you didn't work for it, you didn't do anything for this existence. You just have a lack of appreciation for it. I mean, Okay, look, let's move on. I have to figure out how to wait. Yeah. We'll talk.
But I think that's a really cool TV show or something. You know.
So Jack's like point is that you don't get born fully formed. So you get born as a foot.
And then the foot has to. How does
and then
foot
and then like and then like you might you
another
might,
foot.
But you know you might just find a toe. You know, but you could find
like a random.
But you could find a full leg.
And how are you going to fucking move around if you're just a foot, Jack?
Well, you just hop around.
But how do you?
Oh, you mean like Thing in Adam's
yeah,
family?
Yeah, like you've got yeah exactly. And then you could just be a foot with no toes, and that's really bad. And then you got to find each of your toes.
So I just had that thought of remember,
how
you
do you get genitalia?
Okay, Hannah.
Well,
I just
it's the same as anything else.
I just had that thought of Roy Keane, you know, sitting in the centre of Ireland as, you know, the sort of Uber Garda and being knowing, having clairvoyance and knowing exactly. He'd be just sitting there in the middle of Ireland going, there's a crime happening in Donegal now. Who's doing that? Who's doing it? It's Johnny O'Malley up and down in Gwydir. But the idea of Roy Keane just being ahead, just ahead. Look, where's my hand? Where's my leg? Ah, fuck off! Shite idea.
Baby. You know, I was thinking.
Hands, feet, and legs just rolling around the place, trying to find. So they'd bump up against a hand would bump up against an arm and go, "Shit, that you're not my arm." And then finally, you know, after.
Or maybe it would be like if everyone was assigned like a sort of goal or like a something that they can reach. Because like when you're born, you know everything is kind of.
Open.
Open, yeah. Like it's almost too many options. Like,
yeah, that's right, Jack. I like that idea, Daniel, because you know, it's almost like an arranged marriage. You know, you don't get to decide; we decide for you.
Yeah.
So when you're born,
that's like in Futurama. Like, you know, he appears in the year 3000, and then he gets assigned to be a delivery boy or something. You know, that kind of thing. You know.
Yeah. So in each community, you need this amount of this amount of that. But then the only problem is the delivery boy is way more intelligent than the doctor. The doctor's like,
I don't know. Yeah, I mean that's one of the ideas, and that was just one I thought of.
How long have we been broadcasting?
45 minutes.
Feels longer. Oh, the delay. Daniel, did you go to cinema yesterday?
No, we were meant to see Dune, but we Dune Part 2, but we didn't. We didn't go see it, no.
Well, you bailed. That's what happened. Daniel bailed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's unusual.
I didn't bail. I just wasn't feeling great, feeling up to it yesterday.
So did you and Unz not go, Jack?
No, we ended up not going, no. Because it's just ruined, really, the whole night. Uh-huh. After you know, but it is what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
I was watching one though last night because we said to ourselves we'll just watch this that three body problem. You know
oh,
that
yeah?
one?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah,
interesting show. Yeah, it's about aliens really. And there's this.
I saw the start of it where it shows it started off in the Cultural Revolution during Mao Zedong's time yeah. where they blamed teachers for. Whatever they blame teachers.
Yeah, and they beat the teacher to death on a stage, like these schoolgirls with a belt.
But is it like a futuristic movie or?
No, it's set now. But the spoiler alert: the people that they're in contact with, the aliens, have highly advanced technology, and there's a game that they've produced that so that.
I'd like to watch it, Jack.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, yeah, but don't spoil it for me then. Alert.
No. I was just, you know, I'm just giving a quick overview.
Yeah. So Daniel is going to Turkey. I'm going with Daniel.
Daniel and Hannah are going to Turkey tomorrow. Can we say for what reason?
I don't know. That's up to Daniel. We can.
Go on, Daniel. Into the microphone.
Yeah, I'm going for a treatment.
Is it Botox?
Yeah, let's say it's
turkey. Again,
yeah, what could that be? It's Botox, yeah.
Well, we can say, you know, it's a hair transplant, and anyone want to donate for Daniel's trip? Listen, we should have we should have a Patreon page. And
that's a good version of that song. Didn't you?
That's you know, Turkish. I actually always wanted to go to Istanbul.
He's actually Bosnian. Shout out to Bosniaks.
Mm. But you know, Istanbul is so like attractive in a sense. There's like a mixture of Eastern and Western culture and music. So, and apparently doesn't sleep ever.
Will you try to get me a nice leather bag?
Yeah, I know your obsession with leather bags.
So, hair transplant.
We should have Patreon. To people, if you want to donate to Daniel to have an input and give him one hair or two hairs.
His head will be quite bald for a few months.
Well, I'm not really sure. Well, I know they give general anesthetic and then they take the hair from the back of his head into the baldy patch. Sorry, Daniel.
I don't think you should say the baldy patch.
What do you say? The other area.
The snooker ball area.
The area which does not have hair, and it's very apparently very laborious thing because you have to take one by one.
Hair is a fucker, isn't it? Because it's usually in places you either don't want it or you do want it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The places you don't want it. When you get older, grown out of your fucking ears.
The kid who started balding first in my school had the most hair. He had back hair before anyone had hair anywhere else.
Yeah. Because he had testosterone. Yeah, that's usually a sign when you get bald.
And what you need to take, zinc. A lot of zinc.
Mm-hmm.
To inhibit a bit of testosterone. It's like a natural thing.
And if you can't get zinc, just lick a fence.
Yeah.
I need like 15 zincs.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Open the Cage. Trivia about Nicolas Cage. Nothing trivial about Nicolas Cage.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Huh? That's all you have to do.
Nice. So Nicolas Cage is reportedly not allowed to buy Ferraris. Because he's on like a Ferrari blacklist after selling his like Ferrari Enzo.
Okay.
It's like a limited edition version. And he undersold it for like, you know, because he was in debt. He was like $6 million in debt. Mm. And he needed to sell the car, obviously, to fix his finances. And so he undersold it. And now Ferrari's like, okay, you can't buy any more Ferraris. And so... But at that time, he was like, he owned like a castle. He was like owning loads of other cars as well. And so, yeah, he was at a bad time then.
May I ask, what's the original price of Ferrari Enzo?
I don't know. It could go up to like Ferrari Enzo price, I think, would be... Be like,
check.
Well, it says here Ferrari Enzo price is like $3,300,000.
Wow, could you imagine like someone buying a car for $3
The lowest
million?
Recorded sale price was $2.354 million.
Mm. It's actually insane to even think like that.
The average price of a Ferrari Enzo is $3.376 million.
So yeah, he undersold it, and now he can't buy a Ferrari.
Can you imagine? So look, it says here the average price of a Ferrari Enzo is $3,376,278.05. Can you imagine if you're there? I don't have the $5 on me. Nope, can't have it.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. I like that. Well, mm-hmm. it tells you that Nicolas Cage, yeah, quite
a rich man.
Well, I mean, look, to be driving around an Enzo, a Ferrari Enzo, you couldn't really drive it around on the streets because it's so low to the ground. You'd have to take it out on a track. You'd have to have so much money that kind of money.
I think at one point he had like 150 million or something.
Okay.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just yeah. It's.
And then he blew it all.
But it's funny that, I mean, some people are gods. I mean, financially speaking, you know, whatever they can imagine, they can have. You know, they travel around and. Giant jet planes, and they're decked out like bigger than people's houses and apartments, mm. and they can just fly from here to there. They've got these big boats and big yachts and big everything. And
do you remember we watched
the Sultan of Brunei,
Travolta, John Travolta, who just fly his own plane?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. John Travolta has a runway to his house, so he steps out of his house and he can plot a course to London, jump in a plane.
Yeah, and he flies himself.
Yeah.
But he has to have a co-pilot as well. So he has to have a crew.
He has to have a crew. Why is that funny?
No, because, you know, like, you just don't do it yourself. You want to go somewhere, but you have to have entourage to go with you. Yeah. You cannot go yourself. You just can't just hop in the car, you know.
I'm not sure if you're smiling or smelling something.
Why?
Good year.
Jesus Christ.
That's Gilbert Gottfried, the greatest laugh ever. Poor old Gilbert.
Oh, so listen, going back to the comments, the one guy said, I have nothing to say really, but I appreciate your content and wish to help with your algorithms.
That's nice. By leaving a comment.
Tiberius
so people who leave negative comments, are they helping with the algorithm, Jack?
Greatly.
Oh,
because it promotes engagement.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
But that's why
social media encourages almost negativity. Oh, because the more negative people are, you know, you're twice as likely to you're four times as likely to share that you do not like a restaurant rather than share that you like a restaurant.
Very good, very good, very good.
You know,
okay, Conspiracy Corner, thank you.
Today on Conspiracy Corner, we have the curse of the Colonel. Now, so. The setting is the 1985 Japan series, and we have a... Well, I'll tell you. The 1985 Japan series. Baseball. You have the Hanshin Tigers, located in Kansai in Japan. And they're kind of considered to be the perennial underdogs of Japanese baseball, because the Tokyo team are always winning. You know, so they're always feeling like they've got something against them. So in 1985, much to the nation's surprise, the Hanshin Tigers faced the Cebu Lions and took their first victory in the Japan series, largely due to the efforts of star slugger Randy Bass, an American playing for the team. So the fans went wild, and a big, huge riotous celebration gathered at Ebisu Bridge in Dotonbori, Osaka, on October 16th, 3 weeks before the Japan series. There, an assemblage of supporters yelled the players' names, and with every name, a fan resembling a member of the victorious team leaped from the bridge into the waiting canal. However, lacking a Caucasian person to imitate MVP Randy Bass, the crowd seized a plastic statue of Colonel Sanders. Like Bass, the Colonel had a beard and was not Japanese, from a nearby KFC, and tossed it off the bridge as an effigy. According to the legend...
Jesus, this better get going.
This impulsive maneuver cost the team greatly, beginning the curse of the Colonel, which states that the Tigers will not win the championship again until the statue is recovered. Some sequentially, numerous attempts had been made to recover the statue, often as part of a variety TV show.
So they what?
They'd often try and recover the statue.
Mm.
But they had an 18-year losing streak after that. They just lost all the time. And they eventually actually found the statue.
Where?
Just down the river.
Where in the name of Sweet Loretta Martin did you get that story?
I actually went to ChatGPT and I said, give me more conspiracy, give me more. And this was like the fifth round of conspiracy.
Oh, the conspiracy is that somehow the Colonel Sanders...
Well, there's a link because there's numerous accounts of curses for sports teams. You have the Red Sox curse. That's the classic. That's like a 100-year-old curse. It was beaten in 2004, but after basically it's always after a sin, you know?
But who Red Sox?
They were a baseball team, and they didn't win for like 104 years. And it was like part of the culture that, like, there was even a turn that was called like the reverse curve or something, but they changed the name to reverse the curse. And then when they did reverse the curse, the council or whatever changed it to curve reversed, curse reversed.
Find it very difficult to follow. A lot of names, a lot of Colonel.
Okay.
Who is Colonel?
Yeah, it requires a certain acumen of understanding the English language and
speaking of
and serious, it's a tournament.
Series.
It's like
it's a baseball series. So
don't know what's baseball. Well, series.
So
tournament.
It's a tournament. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that I know tournament. You know series. I know series on the telly.
It's the baseball tournament.
Oh, Daniel. It's funny. I remember going to Alcoholics Anonymous, and a lot of people couldn't say anonymous. They said anonymous or
anonymous.
Anonymity. And I felt like saying, you fuckers. It's anonymity. 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 Anonymous.
I find it hospital very funny instead of hospital.
Hospital.
Hospital?
Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Hospital. Yeah, there's, yeah.
What those? It's just they're not going to Black Rock College?
I have another conspiracy related to transplants.
Yeah. How long is it?
It is pretty good, actually, because I heard Jack telling, and I feel there's a lot of truth in it.
Well,
okay.
Oh, no, or maybe next time.
Next time, let's do it next week. No, because
it's like, maybe we're too long. Oh, what? And what do you think about Simon Harris taking over the government?
Well, I mean, you know,
I think he
looks so young that I reckon, you know, the way normally people dye their hair to look older, is he younger? He's dyed his hair to look older. People dye their hair to look younger.
He's dyed his
hair to look older, and he's just 37 or 38. Would you get away out of that now? And you know, he, at his little press conference, he goes, you know, I believe we're going to, you know, plantitude, and blah blah blah, and pump a lot of things. And then at the end, he says, "You ain't seen nothing yet."
Go on, Simon.
Actually, there was a little press conference, and there was a really pretty woman standing behind him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, those Fine Gael women look better than the Fianna Fáil women.
Listen,
have you seen the Green Party women?
What the Green Party women?
They all merge into each other. It's so sad. It's just like Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Green Party. They all the same.
How would you, if you merged them all together, what would you call the party? Green Gael.
Green Gael fail. Green Gael fail.
Can you talk like a politician? Let me hear you. A politician.
Okay, we're gonna build it together. We're gonna achieve together. We're gonna go and make everything work perfectly. Build new houses, new establishment. We're gonna lower the taxes.
And look, I got into politics because we want to work together and make things work. And
yeah, community life.
I love working on things and doing things to improve the lives of people who are so fucking shite that they can't figure out how to do it themselves.
And I like shaking other people's hands.
But I think it is important that there are some hands that should not be shaken as well, you know.
Yeah, well, you certainly shouldn't shake someone's hand whose hand doesn't want to be shaken. Now, that I'll draw the line with that. I did make a point that Simon Harris, like a lot of these politicians, they want to, they're not leaders, right? Because a lot of leaders, like actual leaders, will be courageous and they will say things that go against the public opinion, because but like he will say things that sounds like he's being courageous.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, how dare we suggest that grandmothers who raise their grandkids should be told to fuck off? I would never agree with that.
I really can't wait when Sinn Féin's gonna take over the government.
Wouldn't it be great to have like an apathetic prime minister who just kind of, he just kind of didn't take the piss.
Well, it's funny. They say you get the leaders you deserve. So we're in a bad place if Simon Harris is what we deserve. Mm. I mean, to me, he doesn't inspire confidence. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe it is what we need. Maybe just a bland guy.
I think we're getting to the stage of humanity where leaders and everything were so revered on a huge scale. But I mean, nowadays it's like, you know, before it was like the leader is chosen by God, you know, and there was a real connection there and people revered these people. But now it's just, you know, kind of voted in and people don't really trust the voting system either. So it's no one looks up at a prime minister nowadays and thinks, oh, I want to be like him when I'm older, you know.
Yeah. I don't think anybody thinks that the voting system is rigged in Ireland, do they?
No, but I mean, people don't believe in it, or, you know, because when's the last time we even voted for a prime minister? Like, I don't even remember.
Well, there's going to be an election, I think, next year, isn't it?
Hmm.
But the thing is that people elect the government and the government promises certain policies, but then it turns out that they don't follow and they actually do whatever they want or they've been told.
I don't mind that, like, because that's fair enough, you know.
No, it's not fair enough. Look at the protests everywhere, like people protesting against Gaza.
Half the time people don't know what they're protesting about.
And it's like 72% support ceasefire in Ireland. Let's say 60% in Britain. Even in US, there's over 50% people support.
What's that
going to
do?
No, but the government is still...
Simon Harris is going to go over and say, guys,
I'm not talking about
can you stop?
Listen, I'm not talking about Simon.
I'm losing the will to live.
I'm talking about the government's. Who are actually doing whatever they want. They're not listening to the people.
Jack and Daniel. Okay, look. The best of luck. Tomorrow you and Hannah are going to Turkey. Stay tuned and we'll find out how that trip went. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Hannah. See you all again. We're here for the long haul. I appreciate your support. God bless us all, even the negative commenters.
Subscribe, like, comment. Either way.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.